This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Can't grasp that this is a 13-year-old's voice.
Brenda I know. Lee, she's amazing.
She did Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Brenda Lee. Yep. One of my all-time favorite Christmas songs.
It's iconic. It's so great. And then it's definitely one of the standards because people have done it numerous times over and over and over again.
But this is the best version. Gotta love Brenda Lee's version.
Mm-hmm. It's 7 after the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day radio program. Doug is
Was she
saying,
the Taylor Swift of this generation, do you think, by the way?
Was she?
I don't know. You think she started
is that
young?
Our Roman Empire?
Was this her, was this one of her, I don't know, was this Brenda Lee's Taylor Swift era?
Mm-hmm. Well, name one more Brenda Lee song.
Can't. Never mind. You're right. But I can name one of Taylor Swift.
Still, I can't get over the voice. 13 years old. I feel like James and I were just discussing this because we were searching her, James was searching her, and she's 78, living in Georgia, 13 when she laid down the vocals for Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, and she sounds like she's maybe late 20s who had had a lifestyle.
Little gargling with razor blades in there. I know. She has a beautiful sound, though. It reminds me, actually, forget Taylor Swift, but remember when Leanne Rimes started? And she had that incredibly, soulful sound at such a young age. And everybody was like, oh, my gosh, she's the next Patsy Cline because she was so amazingly soulful. And by the way, I think if Leanne Rimes had wanted to continue singing, I think that she could still be doing it today. It's just, she started living life and acting and, doing other things. But she had an incredible
voice. I realized that she was good at multiple things. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, and when Leanne Rimes, speaking of on her, when Coyote Ugly came out, and what was her name? Piper, why am I thinking of her last name?
Paraboo?
Yes.
No.
Yes. Yes. So Leanne Rimes actually did the singing vocals for her, and she changed her voice so much that everybody was so surprised that, oh my gosh, that was actually Leanne Rimes singing, and then she belts out the song at the end of the movie. Such a great movie. But yeah, man, that's craziness. Well, I guess we should talk about some news, some good news, bad news. You want to layer it in? Do you want good news first or bad news first?
Let's do good news first, soften it up, and then you can just lay the smack down on us.
And then hit him with one-two punch. All right, so there is a family in Ohio that celebrated an incredible Thanksgiving. They had a lot to be thankful for because the dad actually was around for it. He received a liver and a kidney transplant. Wasn't expected to still be here for even as recent as this Thanksgiving. 2 years ago, John Montgomery, who's only 55, living in East Liverpool, Ohio, he unexpectedly lost 75 pounds without even trying. Went to the doctor to see what was going on, and he was in drastic liver and kidney failure. So he was placed on a deceased donor transplant list. His health continued to fail. He was hospitalized. Didn't really look like he was going to make it out of the hospital during, this two-year period. And then the family started learning about living donor transplant. And immediately his two sons were like, we're on it. We'll do it. One will do the liver, a piece of the liver. The other will do one of the kidneys. Wow. And they just hoped and prayed that they were a match. They were perfect matches. They had the surgery that was incredibly successful just a few months ago. And not only, whenever you're doing a living donor, you always think that, okay, well, what if I'm not a match? And then what if you are a match? Right. But what if the body rejects it?
Which there's so many issues. Yep.
So many issues. Well, the dad's body favored both of these transplants, and within a matter of weeks, everybody was back to living their lives, their regularly scheduled wow. lives. The one of the sons is 25 years old and getting a PhD in med school right now. The other one's a 24-year-old dental student at another university. And really didn't even have to take
a doctor
work.
And a dentist. These people did something right.
Uh-huh.
Exactly. Wow, that's really awesome.
And the two sons, they were very clear that, like, the dad never even asked them for the organs, that he almost tried to talk them out of it, and the sons were like, no, he is one of our best friends. We cannot imagine our life without him. And I think that when you're a parent with adult children, for them to say that you are one of their best friends,
mm-hmm.
I think that that's, like, the ultimate term of success in parenting.
Yeah.
When your
I'd say
adult
that about both
children
of my parents.
Not only want to be around you, but yep. they call you one of their best friends. Yeah, you have a great relationship with your parents.
I do. And when you also think about it, I mean, this guy was only 55 or is only 55 years old. You have a lot of life ahead of you. If you can get there. So how sweet. What an amazing bond.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, he's probably going to have a nice long life now, hopefully. God love these people.
Exactly. Yeah. And the sons are hoping that others will look into becoming living donors, even if it's not somebody for their family personally. But if you have the ability to give a part of your organ, especially, what is it? We have two kidneys and the liver. You only take a part of the liver because it can generate
it. It regenerates, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's amazing.
Body's a pretty amazing thing. And the fact that he's got a kid that's also in med school, I mean, obviously I'm not disparaging the dentist, but yeah, I mean, you've got two kids that are doing amazing things, but I wonder if this is going to help incentivize the one going into medicine to go into something like this, if you can help all that many people.
That's very true. Yeah. All right. So, there is an obsession with true crime, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, whether it is like podcasts or documentaries or people reading books or the different things. Well, there was a South Korean woman who on Friday was sentenced to life in prison over a summertime murder that she committed because she was curious.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
No, see, I don't buy this. I don't buy that you commit murder just because you're curious about true crime. You commit murder because you're a nut. Who may like true crime, but I don't think you can blame.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, it's when people say, well, it's all the violent video games that make people so violent. Well, maybe it desensitizes us. There's an argument to be made. But there are plenty of people who play video games that don't go out and play Grand Theft Auto on the street.
Uh-huh.
So, like, obviously there's a nut is what there is.
Yes. It's like two things can be true at once and neither can be true at the same time.
That's right.
The woman who is 23 years old, she loves true crime, became a little curious, and decided to hire on a tutor under the guise of being a young student needing some help. She contacted 54 different people, who were mostly women, on a tutoring app trying to get in touch with somebody who would take her on as a student. She is relatively short. She dressed in a uniform. And the judge, or no, a police spokesman, believed that the victim possibly mistook her for a middle school-aged student.
Oof.
But also, why is a middle school-aged student going to somebody's house unsupervised?
I know, that's also kind of bizarre, right?
Ugh, mm-hmm.
I don't know. So what? So she gets in the house and then off we go?
She gets in the house, does the deed that she was so curious about. And then after that, goes to the supermarket to purchase bins and bleach and then returns to the
residence. Yeah, because that always says innocent. Bins and bleach.
Mm-hmm. So clearly she's not obsessed enough to have done it properly. No, bad joke. I totally agree with
right.
you, Jen. It's one. Well, if at first you don't succeed, no.
And then apparently she was Googling ways to get rid of the body. Also a big mistake, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you're watching any real, if you're a real true crime fan, you know you don't go to the grocery store for bleach and you Google ways to get rid of body parts. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's one of those things where I think in today, not only today's society, but just society in general, we tend to put people in boxes of like, oh, well, this person did this because they like true crime. This person did this because they play video games. This person did this because they listen to rap music or heavy metal rock. Blasphemy. Like, no, Not every gun owner is an irresponsible gun owner. You know what I mean?
Yeah. In fact, most of the people who buy their gun the old-fashioned way are actually the most responsible because they respect the weapon.
Mm-hmm. Some other obsessions that people have in the world. Obsession with the royals. There's still a significant obsession with Princess Diana, who was just so iconic. What year was it that she passed?
I think it was 95, 96, something like that.
I remember being incredibly young, but 97. 97? Yeah. So I wasn't incredibly young. I was like 12, I think. But still remembering the significance of that moment and that time and how incredible she was and how beloved she was. And her blouse that she wore in an engagement portrait is going up for auction, and the lowest price it's expected is about $80,000. They think it could go as high as $100,000.
Wow. I believe like, it, though, but think about how, like, I mean, first of all, she was always iconic. People loved Diana. I mean, that was just without,
well, she was like the first.
The way she dressed, she was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But
that wasn't the first rule breaker. There were other rule breakers throughout the monarchy, definitely. But she changed how people looked at the royals, I think, and becoming one with
them.
The people. She was one of the people.
And I think that was kind of the thing, is that she was the people's princess, I guess, if we were going to say a little borrow from mm-hmm. The Rock, the people's champion. But she was definitely the people's princess. And so everybody was kind of obsessed with her, and she was beautiful and she had all this. But I think now, after she's passed, you've got a lot of Hollywood stars, and Kim Kardashian comes to mind, that paid what? How many hundreds of thousands of dollars for her jewel collection? She's got a bunch mm-hmm. of Princess Diana's jewelry, necklaces, and that kind of thing. So, you'd think $100,000 for a blouse, or I'm sorry, a portrait is like a big deal, but not to these collectors who have nothing but like money and time on their hands, probably.
Well, and this was, the blouse was off the rack, you know, oh, heaven forbid, Princess Diana chose something off the rack. But, like, it was one of those things. And I feel like Kate Middleton kind of follows in her footsteps in this.
Absolutely. Yep. Same
set. Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. And there are other pieces, not just from Princess Diana. There's, like, an Apple PowerBook laptop, something from Sarah Jessica Parker's Sex and the City Carrie Bradshaw character. This is going in December. It's 18 after the hour.
Don't miss this year's hottest tour. Trans-Siberian Orchestra. The Ghost of Christmas Eve, the best of TSO and more, coming to a city near you. Go to TSOtickets.com for info. A heartwarming tale of redemption, accompanied by TSO's electrifying music and visual effects. The ultimate rock holiday phenomenon. Trans-Siberian Orchestra, live in concert. The Ghost of Christmas Eve, the best of TSO and more. A legendary blend of rock, classical, and holiday music for the entire family. Coming to a city near you. Go to TSOtickets.com for info. Don't miss Trans-Siberian Orchestra, The Ghost of Christmas Eve, the best of TSO and more.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-500-2021. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-500-2021. 800-500-2021. That's 800-500-2021.
As the the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Good day!
Good day, sir!
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
Hello, my name is Lance Stephen Fisher. This is my grandson's radio show, The Good Day Radio Program.
You make every day feel like it's Christmas. Never want to stop feeling like the first thing on your wish list. Right up at the top, I can do that.
Jonas Brothers on today's Doug Steffens Good Day Radio program. Doug will be back before we know it. I'm Jay Kirshner. She's Jennifer Horn. DJ Jazzy James Collins coming out of the studio in Texas. And Giving Tuesday is upon us. It is basically here. It is Giving Tuesday,
like Giving
when we get
Tuesday.
All charitable. I know, I do too, especially because you have the Black Friday, Shop Local, Support Small Business Saturdays, which I feel like rolls into Sunday, Cyber Monday. And then it's like, okay, you have some funds left, hopefully. Let's figure something out. And there are so many ways that you can give. It doesn't even have to be monetary. Like, you can give back and lend a helping hand to people in your own neighborhood. You can volunteer at homeless shelters. There are, of course, charitable donations where you can give to different kinds of charities. I always recommend looking into the charity to make sure if you are donating money, how much of your dollar is actually going to the donation.
1,000%.
Mm-hmm.
Because so many of these so-called charities are real top heavy, and you've got people who are making a lot of money at the top, and all they have the fancy office spaces, and they have all of that stuff going on, and then you wonder how much of your money actually makes it through. And so many of those foundations have gotten in trouble over the last, probably 5-10 years, where people have done like some in-depth tracking of where the dollars go, and you're really surprised as to where some of that money ends up. So definitely follow through. The one that I love the most, just to give them a little pitch, because I think they do a great job, is Tunnel to Towers. And I don't know if you're familiar with them, but they're a fantastic charitable organization. They are A++ rated. All of the money goes back to, I think, like a very small percentage goes to paying their staff. And it's from Frank Stiller, whose brother died during 9/11, running into New York. He ran in through the tunnel and died in the tower collapse, which is why they call it Tunnel to Tower. And so they build houses. They take over mortgages for people who have come home from war catastrophically injured, who have lost their lives serving. They're also really good with police and fire, as well as the veterans. And they're really, I know the people there. They are tremendous people. And, yeah, I can't recommend them highly enough. But everybody needs to find their own passion project. You just have to follow it through a little bit.
Yeah, and just look into it, see what it really is all about. Because, like you said, a lot of it's surface-level stuff, and then it's top-heavy. You can donate or volunteer at food banks, volunteer at a dog shelter, go to a pet shelter, and just give some fur babies some snuggles. You can sponsor a family. Even as simple as donating old clothes, like, that are still in good use, like not something that's just super trashed and has holes everywhere. But donating old clothes, how often do we clean out our closets?
I just went on a major cleaning frenzy this weekend. So I can't even tell you how much stuff I got rid of. Like, it was disgusting. There is something about me. I hold on to clothes. I think we all probably know what that is. And I thought, you know what? I'm just letting it go. If it doesn't quite fit right
I feel like we hold on to the memory.
Look. I think so. I think that's it. Yeah. And then also, I love to have choices. You know, we all love to have choices, but I'm like, you know what? We're making room. And I got rid of so many, bags and bags of stuff. And I don't know if this is like this everywhere, but if you're like me and you have donations and you're going to drive them someplace, they sit in your car for like 12 years before you actually donate them.
Mm-hmm.
The Vietnam Veterans Society of America will come to your house, give you a receipt, and pick up all your stuff and take it to local stores for resale or to their shops, or they'll donate them to people who actually need them if they think they can't sell them. So I really like using them because they come and pick it up so that you don't have to drive around with it for 12 years in your car.
That's great. Oh, my goodness. Yes. There are times where, sometimes it takes me a year just to get it from a quarter of my room into my
car. I know. It's terrible. That's why to have somebody who will actually come and pick it up and it'll go to good use, I'm all for that.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, all the more reason, get involved. Giving Tuesday, there is always one way or another you can do things, even if it's making holiday cards for veterans or sending them to anybody who is going to be overseas for the holidays and doesn't get to be with their family, helping seniors in assisted living facilities. Again, there are so many ways to help this Giving Tuesday. Flags are at half staff, or they should be, although am I the only one that gets offended when flags are supposed to be at half staff and they aren't?
Yeah, what's going on? What happened? Well,
for Rosalind Carter. So,
Joe
Biden signed a proclamation
today.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So they've been flying at half staff they began on November 25th, and they will continue until through her burial on Wednesday, the 29th.
Yeah.
And, whenever
that's appropriate.
I think it is too. And I guess it's maybe one of those things, if you have one in your own front yard by a personal choice, I guess it's your own personal choice whether you want to fly at half staff or whatnot. But it's one of those, like, quote unquote patriotic duties that if you have a flag and it's, you know, you're supposed to fly at half staff, especially for someone as fantastic and magnificent as Rosalind Carter. I mean,
you know, it's interesting though, people I think who privately have their flags. I mean, obviously we expect more from like public places, but
and there's a lot of businesses that I've been seeing that have been missing it.
Yeah,
that's where I get offended, when it's a business and they keep it fully up and it's like, wait a second.
But so many people mishandle their flags. They don't light them at night. They don't take them down at night. I don't even know. I bet you if we went out and did Man on the Street interviews, I don't think that many people know that there's a special handling for flags, especially younger people now. I'm not sure if they even, I don't know, James, you're our young person on the staff. Do you know the special ways to handle a flag?
You know, I'm sure it's one of those things that
it's
went over.
It's supposed to be folded?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, it's folded.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Israel and Hamas are extending a temporary ceasefire for another 2 days. 11 more hostages have been released by Hamas kidnappers as part of a temporary truce with Israel. Qatari officials say the fourth group of freed hostages does not include any Americans. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby says they are negotiating with terrorists in order to gain the release of hostages. Hamas continues to hold roughly 200 kidnapped hostages, including Americans. The debate between California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom and Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis happens Thursday at 9 p.m. on Fox News. The governor go-round will be putting opposing viewpoints without the fisticuffs for you to see which philosophy best fits our country. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Today's program proudly heralds what it takes to speak visually. We have stories on every bit. It's got a story on top of a story. So the best material I find every day on the program is the material that makes something in your head go, that matters. Things that matter here on Good Day. Here's the guy in the one of the roughest parts of Los Angeles. See, this is what, if Jennifer Horn were here, she'd be talking about this because she did it on her program. And this is a great conversation to be having, but we get lost in all this other stuff. This isn't a criticism. It just is, there's a lot more going on in this big wide world of ours. The guy who owned a convenience store happened to be a Sikh. And, he was robbed. Guy comes into the store with a gun. And so this guy goes after the, robber, beats him over the head with a stick. He keeps him from robbing his store, and yet the guy who owns the store is in trouble instead of the guy who came in with a gun that was going to rob him. What kind of a world looks at stuff like that? And why isn't everybody talking about that? The fact that he was a Sikh seems to enter into it in some way, shape, or form.
Do you really mean what you just said?
Which
everybody in the world talking about that? Can you imagine if today all people talked about was the Sikh who hit the guy over the head as he was running from the store as opposed to as he was entering the store.
The
great Sikh cover-up. No, but I get your point. But you've inspired me. Trump's indictment for trying to overturn the government of the United States is, we're not talking about that. Let's talk about the Sikh robbery.
Well, how much more stuff can we say about Trump?
It isn't redundant.
He's the problem.
Keeps on giving. The man doesn't stop.
But what's new? It's the same stuff. He says the same things all the time.
We're still talking about the Civil War, and people still celebrate Christmas. I mean, look at it. Some things go on for a very long time. That is not meant to be derogatory.
Hold on a second. Do you realize how fabulous that statement was you just made? Say, go back to that again.
I don't know if I want to.
You got it, folks, so you didn't, you know?
Yeah.
That was fabulous. That's a gemstone. James, make a copy of that for eternity, will you, please? That was a great Michaelism. Yeah, that was fabulous, man. That made the whole show worthwhile today. All right, here's, speaking of children, a 12-year-old brightening the lives of children who are in foster care. The story of Amelia Liswell was told that she was too young to volunteer for something, so she decided to make a difference all by herself. She lives down in Benton, Arkansas. That's the home of Walmart, I think, if I'm not mistaken. She launched her own nonprofit called Lislo's Lights a couple of years ago, donating 500 nightlights to children in a foster care home, or I guess a number of foster system. She has expanded to all 50 states and 9 different countries, funds to distribute 15,000 nightlights. Who would have thought? You know, when you think about a nightlight, is that consequential? But children, I know, when I remember having nightlights for my children. I remember having nightlights for myself. Did you have nightlights? Do you have them now for Mac?
Yeah, we do. Especially like, what are those, the salt lamps where you can turn them down a little bit?
Yeah.
Love those. And there's also a comfort to it. And these kids who are in the foster system, comfort is everything. Having some kind of something for yourself, too. And this 12-year-old, my word, to be told she cannot do something, to be told she's too young to do something, and she's like, watch me.
Yep. Right, don't you love, you want to make sure you encourage that sort of thing in people and not discourage it, but it happens all the time. Parents would say something like, you need to know your place. Yeah, okay. My place is to do...
What does that teach?
Yeah, it teaches you to stay a coward and not stick your neck out or not do things. I think her mother says she's so proud of her, she should be. She hopes to give away at least 2,500 more lights this year. She grew up volunteering with her mother, who encouraged her daughter to find something you're good at and use it to make the world a better place. And
I love
this
that.
This kid has done that for sure. She gets help from some of her friends, apparently, as well. Now she's inspired others. She's now in the 6th grade. She inspires other youngsters to work with her. To do the same thing. There and volunteers in the local food bank as well and nursing homes. Wow. Mm-hmm. This is what it's about. Yes, hello.
Talk about leading by example.
Leadership.
Children of this age, we pay attention to our peers. They pay attention to their peers. I remember being younger, and what my peers were doing meant more to me than what the adults were doing. The adults just didn't understand things. And to have a peer like this setting such a good example.
How do we lose that as adults? Where does that go? How do we have it sort of drilled out of it? Do we have to conform to feel like we fit in? Is that it? I don't understand where that spirit, I've always had it. Maybe that's why I'm considered an outcast by a lot of people. They think I'm strange. What's going on with Stefan today? Oh, you know, he's down on that farm and... Yeah, nobody else knows what's going on. It's
perception, perspective. Well, but that's one of those things.
Yeah.
Somebody's opinion of you, and not just you personally, Doug, just any you out there, someone's opinion of you has less to do with you and more to do with them because we see things as we are, not as they are.
Yeah.
And also, other people's opinions of us aren't our business anyway.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, and who cares what somebody else thinks about you?
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to work your way through all of that, I think you need to have yourself have your head examined.
The only constant in your life is you.
Yep. There's a fellow who returned a lost wallet to a grandmother, and what has happened because of that. This fellow's name is Devontae Johnson, 19 years of age. He didn't have to go out of his way to return a lost wallet to its owner, somebody who was a stranger. He did. He went out of his way. He returned the wallet to Dee Harkenrider of Wynn, Arkansas. She had unknowingly left her wallet in a Walmart, in a shopping cart. And so, anyway, he said he felt like, she said that she felt like he was an angel of God. They had stayed in touch since this random act of kindness. Apparently, they're going to church together. She's the grandmother of seven. She brought Mr. Johnson and his mother over to the house for lunch. This is this kind of a fun, nice, sweet thing that you'd like to see a lot more of, frankly. I would like to see a lot more of this sort of thing. What a sweet.
Yeah,
sweet.
Just a genuine, kindness that developed genuine. Into this organic relationship.
Yep. Acts of kindness, if you will. Okay. Here's some good news. An ocean cleanup nonprofit has received a check for $25 million from the co-founder of Airbnb, $25 million to support the Ocean Cleanup Nonprofit. Ocean Cleanup Nonprofit. They prepare, they're deploying the largest plastic capture system ever developed. I think we talked about the system last week. Didn't we describe it? How this is what it does and how it works and it is so important to clean up this. See, I'm not I get frustrated because people put labels on you. You know how it works. And with me, it's very hard to put labels on me because I don't think the same. I don't think in this box. I don't think because I'm a Republican, I should be thinking this way, or I'm a Democrat, I shouldn't think that way, or I'm a Christian, I should think this way, or I'm a Jew, I should think that way, or I'm black, I should think this way. It's not the way my mind works. I think about the particular circumstance. I am disgusted when I look around in my circumstances and then look at the greater the world circumstances where there was such garbage everywhere, the amount of plastic that's in the ocean, that's along the street, it's disgusting.
It is. It really is.
It is. What we're doing to this beautiful planet that will survive, but we may not, because of how we're destroying it for ourselves. So anyway, this is a pilot system created by the Ocean Cleanup Group, and they're trying to, because it's worth the $25 million, to be able to scale it up. It is, according to most experts, this is the reason the guy gave him the $25 million, because it's the most effective ocean cleaning system ever developed. And it it's like a net that's about a mile across, and there are three boats that will allow it to operate around the clock. And so they're going to start, I guess, in Europe, right? This is a Dutch company. I think that they're going to be starting over there.
Yeah.
And they've
been working on a patch located between California and Hawaii for a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's just what these ocean liners get away with in terms of just dumping garbage into the ocean is why are the environmentalists so concerned about gas that comes out of the back end of a cow, but they aren't concerned about all this crap that gets thrown out of all these? I love these ads when you're looking around. Here is your personal cruise consultant, and you can get on a ship, the Norwegian Cruise Line, and go to sea and look over the side of the boat and watch all the rubbish and trash and poop and everything else get pushed out onto the ocean. It's disgusting. So anyway, I guess the good news here is these guys get $25 million. Who knew? You know, it's the Airbnb thing. What a phenomenon. This is something else you know, you go from one conversation to another if you have an imaginative mind. And I've always had, I'd go, sometimes your father says to me when we have our meetings, well, you went from one thing to another and there was nothing, there was no, you didn't even take a breath. Well, because that's kind of the way my mind works. So, follow along, folks. Here we go.
Hold on tight.
Hold on. Airbnb was, this is a company that's like 25, I don't even think it's 25 years old, but it's something like that. And it reminds me of Uber, or because it was the same thing. It's a software company that owns nothing. They just have a software program. And this, whoever this guy, there are two guys that put this together, they, his name is Joe Gebbia, G-E-B-B-I-A. He's one of the two founders. How they came up with this, but they're so smart, although I think Airbnb is kind of, excuse me, has it gone beyond its prime? Because there are a lot of problems, apparently, with Airbnb stuff these days.
Yeah, it definitely seems like there's an ebb and flow. Like, it started to get pretty rough, and then it got a little bit better.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, but it was, it's a, you know, it's like with Uber, it's $5 billion, $6 billion company based on software, Airbnb, the same thing. So this guy easily had 25 mil, but good for him to give it to somebody that there's some company that can really use it. I think it's a fabulous idea, frankly. And but what would be a better idea would be that we didn't do this in the first place, right? Mm-hmm. That would be the best idea.
Here, here.
Yeah, if we didn't do that. But we seem to be, people throw butts out the window of the car smoking, right? Is there anything more disgusting?
People throw everything out of their cars.
Oh, get a, what's the matter with you? What do you? What could you be thinking, you selfish SOBs? Don't throw stuff out. Have a little bag. A good example of your children. Set a bag up in the front and put your waste in there.
Yeah,
please.
Exactly.
Think, as it were. 18 after. This is Good Day.
Attention timeshare owners, tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Radio Program. Doug is not here right now. I'm Jay Kirshner, joined by Nick Miles, our auto expert. You can also find him at ourautoexpert.com. Nick, welcome.
Good morning. Good morning.
I always love talking to you and hearing what's going on in the automotive world. And I feel like today's stories are extra exceptional, if you will. What do you have for us?
I feel badly for the owner of these two dogs in Houston, Texas. These dogs were caught on video, and the video has gone viral, destroying cars in the dealership lot. And the total amount isn't actually hasn't been named by the adjusters, but it's somewhere north of $350,000 of damage that these two dogs did to several different cars on the dealership lot. They caught it on video and posted it online. And once we sort of trying to work out why were these dogs just attacking random cars, it seems like a little kitty had taken refuge under the cars and was running from car to car, and these dogs were just determined to chase out this cat. And in the chasing, they managed to rip tires, rip pieces of hydrocarbon plastic moldings off of the car, and do a huge amount of damage.
Oh, my goodness. Now, because it was no humans or anything were harmed, will these dogs be okay? I know sometimes when dogs get into stuff, it heaven forbid, a lot of times they get put down. Are these dogs okay?
Yeah, I mean, the dogs are fine. The interesting thing is, of course, the human is responsible for the dogs. It's like you'd be responsible for any animal that does damage. But there's a bit of a weird situation in the law, because you can only charge the person that did the damage with a criminal offense. And so these dogs potentially could face criminal offenses not quite sure how they defend themselves in court, but ultimately they are facing a little bit of prosecution. And it really comes down to, if you're going to own a dog, be responsible. I'm sure the owner didn't.
Yeah, how are these dogs even getting out? Mm-hmm.
Right. And then why was the owner not missing these dogs in the middle of the night when they were doing the damage? Because I can tell you, as soon as my dogs are not in the house, I know immediately.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Daisy's not even, she's never even outside for any period of time by herself, my little girlfriend. And then, of course, with the cat, they need to find the kitty cat and give the kitty cat a better home away from these dogs, too.
Right. I'm not sure if it was a dealership cat. That isn't, that information wasn't departed by the Houston Police Department. Mm-hmm. But there is no sign of the cat. I'm sure the cat is sitting on a roof somewhere, licking its paws, going, ha ha, got you.
Suckers. All right, so what is coming out of buying a new car in Amazon?
So we're looking at Amazon, and announced at the LA Auto Show last week that they were going to start selling Hyundais, and so you can order the car. I, of course, my mind immediately went to, what's the package going to look like? How muscly is the driver going to be when he delivers your brand new Hyundai? And how big is the box? But unfortunately, they have announced...
Does it assemble yourself?
It's not quite the IKEA version, but however, it is the it is going to be picked up at a dealership, which I think is highly disappointing, because I just like to see Amazon deliver a car in a big box outside my house.
Mm-hmm.
So even though you you shop online and you do everything like you would normally do when you buy stuff online, you have to go to the dealership to pick the car up, which I guess in a sense is a good thing, because you want somebody to physically show you how it all works, and you want someone to pay your phone for you. Do all the things that we can't do ourselves as human beings when we buy a new car. And then it's nice to have somewhere that you actually take the car to have it serviced as well. But this is going to be the way of the future. If you look at a lot of car companies like Nissan and Mini, they're actually starting to switch to online sales, because most people do all their research and stuff online. I still say that test driving is something you have to do for every new car. I can't imagine buying a car online and test driving it. Even if you buy clothes online, you can usually get a free 7-day period in which you try the clothes on to see if they fit. I'm not sure buying a car online for me is something that I would be satisfied with. At least I have to take it for a test drive before I depart with a huge amount of money.
Yeah, well, that's what Carvana, they bring the car to you, and you still get the opportunity to test drive it for, I think it's 30 to even 45 minutes before you bring the car back, when the person just kind of waits out in the truck and to see if you even like it or not. But, yeah, you have to go on all the different terrains.
Yeah, the Carvana, there's a lot of videos that made it online from Carvana where they've accidentally dropped the vehicles off the back of the truck when they've been delivering, and so there's a whole bunch of those out there.
Or it gets stuck in the conveyor belt. What's the...
The pod, yeah. Where it's the big machine.
Like
a big Pez
machine.
So that they,
It's like the gumball machine for cars. Oh, brilliant.
Absolutely.
So that's the way of the future, buying a car on Amazon. Nick, thank you so much. You can...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.